Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later. Hello, this is Imogen. Imogen from Stella Firma. If you haven't heard yet, Rusty Quill has a brand new original audio drama, Trice Forgotten. Trice Forgotten is a swashbuckling found family adventure created by Nemo Martin. Alestes likes to keep her head down while she works as a merchant, couriering deliveries and carrying travellers to destinations across the seas. Only as her travellers gradually become permanent crewmates, she realises her ship has become a floating museum, laboratory, vault of repatriated treasures, and a chef's kitchen. After spending most of her life with the understanding that nothing changes no matter how hard you fight, Alestes is faced with a choice. Will she use her new network of allies to build safe harbour and potentially a future for her new community, or will she once again put her head down and drown in a sea of excuses? Trice Forgotten is the latest audio drama from Rusty Quill, creators of multiple award-winning podcasts including The Magnus Archives and Stella Firma. Search for Trice Forgotten, T-R-I-C-E, wherever you listen to your podcasts, or visit www.rustyquill.com for more information.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Who are you? What are you doing in this office? Why have you got ferns stuck to your head?
Hello. I noticed that you can see me. Do you see me?
Yes, you're standing there. You've got one foot in a plant pot, and the other one has a piece of metal strapped to it. Who are you?
Hello, sir. I am a fern creature, and I'm here to deliver a ferning selection to your lovely room. Will you be partaking in ferns today, sir?
Records indicate that no fern creature or fern-obsessed salesperson is currently registered as a visitor to this station. My guess is that this is a weirdo who is from nowhere.
No fern creature. I don't want to buy any ferns from you.
Oh, you make fern creatures so sad. Oh no, I grew these specially for you, sir. And your room, there's no life in your room. Oh, sad creature.
I'm sorry to make you sad, fern creature, but I don't want to get any ferns. I don't have any money, and there's not really any shelves to put them anywhere.
But you believe that you could have bought a fern from me? That I am a fern seller?
That is a weird question, that I am now getting suspicious of you.
If your suspicions are only raised now, then I am deeply disappointed in you.
Deactivate voice modulator.
It's me.
It's who?
It's me, it's Hartrow.
Why are you dressed as fern creature? What? Beloved fern salesman.
Yeah, yes. See? You believed it, didn't you, David Seven? Did you believe
it?
You bought it.
I did, which is, it's weird, actually, because now that I think about it, you didn't actually change your face at all. You just glued some ferns to your head and put your foot in a plant pot.
Yeah, but it's the whole thing. I mean, I was it. I was feeling it.
You were fern creature.
That's right.
I mean, I almost became fern. I was so convinced I started to think I was fern creature as well. That's incredible.
This is the thing, David Seven. I'm good at this. I can blend. I can blend in anywhere. I mean, if the moment calls for it, I can be a coffee creature, I could be a newspaper creature, I could be a window washing creature. I mean, the things I can do to blend in is just really going well for me.
Yeah, as long as it's sort of a creature bit. Okay.
And come Halloween, you will be spoiled for choice.
But I'm getting information.
Oh, yes, yeah. Information. Well, what information have you got?
So much information. Some of it...
Here we are. David?
Activate voice modulator.
We're here to... Fern creature! How long has it been? 2 days? Three? How are you doing, fern creature? Still selling ferns?
I am. Nice to see you again.
You know, I've already bought 2 ferns from you, but guess what? I'm here to buy a third. I love your ferns, fern creature. David, have you bought one of fern creature's ferns? They're great ferns, David, I can't tell
don't
you.
Don't make fern creature sad.
No, I would never. In fact, fern creature, please hang on. David, can you loan me some more credits? I want to buy another fern from this delightful fern creature.
Jax, I don't have any more credits, but we've burned through the David's Place savings I had. Like, my nest egg is gone now. What? Do you want to buy ferns?
That's him. That's the one who depleted our credits. Oh, to be a coin friend without coin.
Coin friend sorrow detected. Security checking their balance and counting the hours until payday.
You might be able to do something else to gain a fern from me.
David, I think you're going to have to dance for a fern. Sorry, I know it's degrading, but we need these ferns.
You barter with fern creature. I don't have anywhere to put ferns. I told fern creature I have no shelves.
Fern creature, now, hang on a minute.
Yes.
Fern creature, why are you here in our consulting room at this time? Normally it's Hartrow that...
Even you can do this, Drexel. It's an easy one.
You look like you're thinking about ferns. Are you thinking about ferns?
Fern creature, this is... I can't even believe I'm saying this, but are you...
Deactivate voice modulator.
You...
It's me! It's me!
I knew it!
No, you didn't.
I could tell. I could always tell. I always knew. I bought those ferns for a joke. To humiliate you, because you're the one who's humiliated.
David.
You're the humiliated one. People are pointing and saying, you idiot.
Well, I mean, they are, but they're not pointing at Hartrow.
No, it's you. No, people are starting to call you Fern Boy. It is hilarious.
No!
Yes, yes, yes.
I haven't had this much fun spreading a nickname since Weather Boy. Although character assassination is less fun when the character is already dead.
They've named a drink after you in the Cosmic Lounge. I know you can't go in there.
But what do they call it?
Fern Boy.
No, yeah. I don't want to be known as Fern Boy.
Nobody buys it.
This is like school all over again, except instead of Fern Boy, then it was go away, Trexel. No one likes you.
Yeah, there are quite a few drinks named after you in that bar.
Yeah, the Trexel go home, the burning hot Trexel shame. What's that? An exploding planet in my mouth. Bet Trexel made it. Guffaw, guffaw. They're all long names. They're not particularly witty, but they're hurtful.
But back to me. Because look.
Yes, why have you been pretending to be Fern Creature?
Good question.
This absolutely convincing character that is beloved by most of the senior staff.
No one is buying this. Stop selling it.
Well, there's a good reason. I am getting some information. I am getting so much information. I have to sift through it at night in my room. And what is important and what isn't. And I have a whole wall dedicated to information. And little red lines connecting this one to that one to this one to that one.
Oh, you've got a plotting wall.
What does the information say?
I managed to get a memo from...
Wow, that's really interesting. But I think before we get into that, we should really do the review, eh? Because that's what we're all here for, the review. Reviewing our work. So let's all just put that, just table that motion over there. Get on with the review. How's Trexel done? I bet it's great. Trexel, we're so happy with you. Trexel, it's time for review. All the things that you've done and the things that we've seen are so good for you and me.
Trexel, you know, I mean, yeah, we're doing the review. You know, we don't actually have to review anything, right?
What do you mean?
Well, Hartra, you tell him.
Trexel, it's the sham's up, all right? I am rubber stamping everything that comes from this department. The reviews come to me. I'm like, yes, 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 stamp, stamp, stamp.
Oh no, we're not going to lose the rigorous quality checks, are we? Whatever shall we do?
Listen, we've got bigger fish to fry. I didn't say fish. I did not say fish. We have got more
bigger brooms to sweep. Yes. I understand. I just always thought that, you know.
Bigger ferns to pot.
That's right, thank you.
No, it's sure. No, I understand, you know, we're focused on other things now, you know. We've got David's plan and your plan and...
There's a plot!
It's our plan, Trexel. It's everyone's,
yeah, no,
everyone's
I, yeah,
plan.
Yeah, no, hey, yeah, I understand. I just always thought that at the heart of it, really, you know, with there's other things going on, there's plots and things, but, you know, really, when you get down to the real core of, you know, what we're all about, it's about me and my designs and
well,
my
this
plans.
This thing does go very deep. I mean, we're talking high level stuff here.
Yeah, it goes all the way to the top.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you know, I'm always at the top, you know, on the pyramid of priorities. So I think we should just, you know, just talk a little bit about our management consulting efforts and talk about how good they are. I just think we should just cover that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so there's some. I've got the review here in this pot here. This fern is I keep my paperwork here. And oh, look! Oh, the memo. The memo from Standards is here as well.
Oh.
So this is what I found. It's incredibly important. Basically, it says that they've got to get things in line before the stakeholders meeting, which is happening at the end of the quarter.
Stakeholders meeting?
Yes. It's underlined. It's highlighted. I seriously think that's important.
Wait. Hartro? What colour is it highlighted in?
It's highlighted in yellow.
That's plotting colour. That's the plotting colour. Clearly, Standards have some sort of highlighter-based plot. We must find all their stationery and confiscate it.
Actually, also, Hartra, Standards did come to me.
They came to you?
A couple of days ago.
Why didn't you tell me this, David? This is the sort of stuff that needs to go on my wall.
Because I am telling you now. Because we can't communicate. This
you
is
should
the
have told me before you told me.
A harsh policy. But fair.
In many ways, I should have told you, but you were pretending to be a fern who I thought was my friend.
Yeah, your fern creature act spun me for a loop. A loop?
I know, very good. I'm very good.
No, but they came to see me and they were talking about, like, my plot with Imogen. I don't have a plot with Imogen, but they thought I had a plot with Imogen.
Wait, look at me in the eyes.
Yes?
And tell me, do you have a plot with Imogen?
I also say no, if anyone cares.
Okay, he doesn't.
Now, David, look in my eyes.
Yes.
Have you seen any drinks just hanging about?
There's a slurry dispenser in that cupboard.
Okay, well, regular one. Fine, just checking. Just checking in case there was bonus drinks.
I know how this works. You those two, we can't really judge it on that. We need to put him under distress and then ask a question.
Oh, we need to distress what? David and then interrogate him about his eyes to Imogen.
I'm usually distressed.
We need to find out, David.
No, yeah, that's fine. I'm not doing anything
right.
with Imogen.
David,
I don't
sit
know
in this
what...
chair. I've got some twine here. Just tie you into this chair.
Just... Ooh, a new type of crime. What fun.
Imogen,
okay,
could we got any sort of angle poised lamps? Any sort of... thank you, Imogen.
Wait. But we're asking Imogen to help us see if... David has a thing with Imogen.
Okay, that's true. I don't need your angle poised lamp, Imogen. I'm just going to yell the word light into your face, because that's kind of the same
right.
effect. Light!
Okay.
Light!
Okay, and I'm going to ask him something.
Lights!
Yes, Hartrow, what do you want to
lights!
Know?
Lights!
Do you...
Lights!
Yeah?
...think my fern creature was
lights!
Convincing...
Hartrow, I thought we were trying to find out whether or not Imogen was involved. You've got...
Sorry.
But yes, the answer is yes, obviously.
Okay, he obviously
yes.
does have nothing to do with Imogen.
It was a masterpiece.
Well, I mean, I think you've got sidetracked from the real issue, which is, are you absolutely sure there's no special extra drinks, David?
There could be. I don't know how many panels there are or cupboards in this room. I keep pressing things and new things appear. There was a sort of shower thing, but only for your hands, that I found.
It's called a sink, David, you weirdo.
There's bubbly slurry I showed you last
no,
week.
No, it wasn't a sink. It was like, it's a box that you just poke your hand into, and it's only big enough for your hand, and then it kind of just sprays stuff on it, and I think it comes out cleaner.
On old Earth, such devices were used to punish commuters by giving them wet, slimy hands.
You know, I'd always be frightened. If I ever found a mystery box in the wall that was like, hey, put your hands in there, my immediate thought is, it's going to cut off my hands. I mean, maybe
Trexel.
That's just me, but, you know.
Trexel.
What?
I was so bored.
Oh, I see. So you were like, you know what? If it chops off my hands, fine.
At least it's something to do.
I never put my hands anywhere. I can't see them.
Yeah. You keep your hands in your eyeline at all times.
Not even in your pockets?
No, have you ever seen?
No.
Never.
Never.
I mean, my hands are ferns at the moment, but I can see them amidst the... It's obvious. I'm just going to put a few of these about. Is that all right?
No, please. But this room is a bit drab.
David, there are no shelves.
It's really important. If you've ever got something in your pocket...
Of course there's a shelf. Look, there's a shelf right here. You just wave your hand.
Wait, how did you find that?
If you ever find yourself in need of putting a hand in a pocket...
How does everybody know how this room works except for me?
You just open it up so you can see all the way in as well, so you don't ever lose track of your hand. Oh, this room's looking nicer already.
There we go.
Yes, it is a bit more, you know, bright.
So anyway...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The memo.
The memo.
So Standards is having some sort of quarterly meeting, and I, Trexel Geisman, am core to their plans, as I always expected. Also,
actually,
David has mentioned.
Actually, funny you should mention, it's David this time. David 7. It says
now,
specifically,
think,
look here on the memo.
Let me just have a look at that.
David remains the best option for submission at this time. You see where it says,
Trexel,
in yellow
Trexel,
highlighter.
Do not eat that memo.
No, take that. Stop, that is evidence.
Do not eat that.
That's evidence! That's evidence!
Right. Oh.
I liked that fern.
That fern hurt.
Thank goodness that was saliva-resistant paper.
Of course, the board write everything on saliva-resistant paper. They're not stupid.
Yeah, I can see why.
The Trexel-resistant memos are some of my finest work.
Anyway, so they think that I'm important. That makes sense. That makes sense as to why they were asking me about Imogen's non-existent plan. Because
that makes sense to me.
Well, they were worried if I'm the most, like, if I'm the key, if I'm, like,
yeah,
the best option,
oh,
it says
wow.
here.
Now, let's talk about ideas above their station. You've gone from lowly clone to key to the universe just because you've got a wet piece of paper covered in someone's saliva. I think
yeah,
you should wind your neck in, David, personally.
Yeah, no, you're right. Oh, well, tell you what, Trexel, tell you what. Would you like to punch my neck? Do you just, do you want to...
I'm quite all right not punching your neck because I could.
Do you not want to punch the neck of this lowly clone?
No, I could and it would probably break your neck in half, so I wouldn't do it, David.
My poor little head would snap off and bounce around and end up in a fern pot.
All right, boys. What is this violence? Now cut it out. We've got things to do. And it does remind me, all of my little red things, just they connect to you, David, on my wall of clarity at home. They're all coming back to you.
All connecting to David. So I think what we should do is not lose sight of the core issue, which is we should review my work from the past week. So let's just review that now, shall
we?
Because I think we've really lost sight of what matters here, which is Trexel KGK Geistman Esquire, established 2 billion and shut up.
Trexel, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, sorry, I wasn't aware that it didn't matter. Oh, sorry, I feel such a fool. You know what else might not matter? If things aren't mattering, you know, if just things just don't matter. You know, if things just all just don't matter all of a sudden. Maybe it wouldn't matter if I was just to go out and tell people that, I don't know, Archer's a double agent and David's planning to overthrow the board. I should just go and do that. You
wait.
Know, you're right. I'll just hop out of here and go start yelling
that.
All right.
Okay, Trexel.
Where's my hat?
You are going nowhere, mister.
No. You sit down.
Get off my...
Mister.
Get off my car. Oh, that was a very forceful put down, David. That was a little frightening.
Well done, David. 7.
Right.
I need to remember that move.
Okay.
That's right. You sit there with your ferns. You hold these.
Take that.
Oh, I like these ferns.
Maybe take that one as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and maybe that one or two.
Oh, okay. Too many ferns.
No, just hold them.
Now, I may have said that the reviews don't matter that much.
You did. You said that.
I did. I meant they don't matter so much to David 7 and I because they're so... much about you.
Right.
They're really just reviews of you.
Yes. Like
you're really important in these reviews.
Yes, this makes sense. I like this. Yep, keep going.
And they don't matter because they're all so good.
I want to hear specifically what's good. What's good about them?
Where's my file, Fern? One of you, that one, Trexel, I need that one back. That's where I keep my paper. Oh, here we go. The reviews. Yes. I can whip through these and spend some time with these and tell
you. Well,
you
should already have notes written up because obviously you've already done the review. So just read out.
I do.
Read out what you thought. You don't need to think about it. Just read out what you thought, but from the reviews you've already done.
Just, you know, just like the thing about the
The Gatami Academy.
Yes, you know, the really loud school that needed us to help them with their loud supplies and being allowed on a budget.
They loved you.
Yes.
And they loved your suggestions.
Which?
They said, wasn't that fantastic? To suggest putting some ears on the side of the school with a cornucopia of sound projectile science.
You know what, Hartro? I was thinking exactly the same thing. What a suggestion from me.
No, what a good yes. What
ears
a good...
on the school. Put ears on the school. You know what? I was having a good day that day. Yep. Great day. Great day. Come on.
Good...
What about the others?
Surreal,
what about the others?
Real. Are you sure we have to go through the others?
I think we do. I think we should. I think we must.
Okay. It's the Diabolical Flotilla Actors Guild.
Yes.
Actors Guild.
Don't need to talk out of the side of your mouth, David. I can hear you just
well. I was just thinking really hard about the good things that Hartro is going to be saying about the thing that she knows about.
Yes, the thing about this situation is how much good quality thinking is going on. Really, top notch.
That's right. And Trexel?
Yes.
The thing is, you know, it might be hard for David Seven to hear how well you're doing.
I know, it's tough.
Very distressed. I'm as distressed as you wanted to make me earlier. I'm sorry.
Have a fern for comfort.
Thank you. I'm gonna bury my head in this fern out of distress.
Yeah, those actors, they've got a new season, and it's just something to be seen. They've got these plays that they're going to be performing.
Sure. Which one did you like?
I really like that second one, with the dogs.
Yes.
You had dogs dancing.
Oh.
It was the dancing dogs.
How did they learn to dance? That's so stupid. How did they learn to dance?
That song in particular, how did they learn?
Oh, I remember it. Oh, yeah. How did they dance? Who taught these dogs to dance? Do-de-do-do. That pooch sure can prance. Who in hell taught these dogs to dance? Was it the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker? Who taught these dogs to dance? Cause da da da, when a dog likes to dance, da 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 da, and the dog likes to prance, da 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 da, just one way to be. A dancing dog, jazz hands, jazz paws, jazz paws.
Yeah, you know, dancing dogs, two Rex's revenge.
Ah, that Rex. Two down, two to go.
Okay, we're going to have to really just go through all the plays.
No, the other two briefs, the other two briefs.
Oh there's two more. Yep.
That's a constructor creature.
David Seven, that third one.
Constructor creature, yes. No, good examining on me, if I can remember it.
I'm testing you, David Seven.
You're testing me, and it's constructor creature, and they wanted us to help them out with some legal trouble because of their...
Are you sure?
Substandard safety procedures with their creatures, which...
Stop talking, David! What did Hartro think? That's what I want to know.
Brilliant!
That's what I like to hear.
They don't have any more problems.
Yeah.
Legal or mental or emotional.
They're just well-rounded, happy. They've got the emotional support they need.
They did.
Here's a question.
Huh? Yeah?
Why? What was it that we did that particularly helped them?
It's something you did, Trexel.
Is it? Oh, I wait with bated breath.
You got those creatures. I can't believe you don't remember sitting with them and hugging each and every one of those creatures.
Calm the creatures down.
Calm them down.
We said just calm
them down
cuddles.
So they won't maul anyone. Don't change the product at source. That'd be really expensive to retool. Create the monstrosities and then calm them down.
And it went
them.
So well, Stella Firma had to blow them up because they were competitors.
That would certainly make sense.
Yes. You know what? It happens sometimes. Sometimes it just play like that. Sometimes you get play like that.
You succeeded so much that everyone died.
That's just sometimes how we do.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
Wow, that's powerful stuff. Well, final one.
Oh, great.
Final one.
Fancy that. What happens, Dance?
The final one, which, as Hartro knows, was for the Placators of Planetary Puzzles. And they wanted us to help
David, stop talking. Hartro, what do they want us to do?
Well, I wasn't sure David really remembered.
No, I think
there.
He knows.
He looked like he was making it up.
Yeah, I think David should never talk again now, Hartro.
No, I think I fell down and hit my head and I can't remember anymore, so I'm just,
I reckon that. Now, Hartro, what's up?
Yeah, well, it's just those planets. You know, they needed something from
they
you.
They sure did. They sure...
They really needed it bad.
By how they needed something in particular, we which was...
Really specifically, they needed the answer.
Yes, to the question, which was...
Help
exactly.
us.
They needed help, and we helped them. And how do we do it?
You know, it's funny.
Yeah, I do.
How
funny.
You always... You just don't... You know what it is, Trexel? You don't like to praise yourself.
I'm very humble.
You know, you often don't like to stand up and go, yeah, I
did
it.
That's not me.
You know who did it? I did it.
I like the credit to fall where it falls, you know?
Yeah,
the
you
higher
do.
Path, the and nobler it, cause.
If you do something good, like what you did, you just, you know, you're happy to just let, you know it's been noted. Yeah. And that's
and
enough.
You know what? I live my life by a simple mantra. You do what you do because you can. Mm. And you can because you have. And when you have, unlike having not only within yourself, but in with other people. The people that make up what you are enjoying the time of their lives, which is now. And now is the time to be alive, not taking all the credit.
And that is exactly what we said to them, which was so good.
Their minds exploded with how good it was. They were like, wow, that what a saying. So succinct, I'll put it on a mug. And then they just paid us millions of credits.
Yep.
I just feel so much happier now we've done... Now I've just done
well
a little
done.
Review. I don't feel the need to go out and expose everyone's deepest, darkest secrets ending in their deaths anymore. You know?
Oh,
that,
well,
that's just me.
That's just me
in my life.
Well, what a happy bonus.
Well, not a bonus, David, because it was the entire point of why we're here. Unless, of course, it wasn't the entire point.
It was absolutely 100% all about you.
Okay.
Just to ask some really frivolous, trivial questions like old stupid David Seven likes
old
to do.
Because
he does get his fancies.
The clone of fancy, we call you. Look at him there. Fanciful clone.
Oh, David. They love to ask just irrelevant Davidly questions. So, irrelevantly, they ask...
Humour him, Hartrow.
Hey, Hartrow, did you get anything else on your mission?
Funny you should ask, because I did. I did. This girl did. Yeah, I got another thing. It is a report. A medical, official medical report.
I had it removed, and they said it was fine.
What?
Sorry, what medical report are you talking about?
This medical report is about you, Trexel. It's about... your specific clone.
Oh, about my clone. Okay, that's fine.
It's about your clone. Well, it's about clones.
I thought I'd burn.
Possibly,
It's not important. Off you go.
Yeah. Basically, it's a report. It's called Why So Swole?
Right.
It's about clones and how they are genetically engineered to be incredibly strong. I mean, have a look.
Yeah, have a read there. It's all about you.
Okay.
All
it
about
says,
your...
I'm not seeing my name anywhere on it, but it's not important. It's about my clones. Yeah. So why so swole? A study into the strengthening of clones and unexpected rates. Here we are. Clone David 7 has exhibited some extremely swole tendencies, ripping through walls, metal bending. Here we are. In looking into the issue of why we have yet to see previously any grand enswollenings of clones, our science dude reckons that it's because clones are genetically engineered to grow so quickly that if one were to exercise, the extremely accelerated cells used to make up its body would become very strong, very dense, very quickly. I reckon, leave me alone, I'm on break. So I suppose what they're saying here is that all clones have the ability to become as frighteningly strong and dense as David. It's just that why would a clone exercise? When would that ever come up?
Why would a clone exercise?
So, David, you're the first clone to ever exercise.
Ah, but maybe not the last.
Okay, give me the evidence back, because I'm going to put
that...
Wait, no!
Get him! Fern!
I'll get it one day.
These are quite handy. I might always just keep a fern around, you know?
Well, it's better than the foot. I mean,
Has been a long time since a footing.
I think we're done here. I'd say we're done. David, would you say we're done?
Done.
Well, I'll be seeing
diddly
you.
Done.
Yes.
And I think that the proper information has been received for this week. I think my continuous spying mission shall carry on.
Just toddle off.
Yes, yes. Fern creature will be leaving now.
Okay, yes, yes, fern creature.
I'm going to go back into it, you know, as I leave, because I came in as...
I'd already forgotten that Hartrow was here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. Yeah, yes. Because I came in, and I need to stick with it, because people will wonder why Hartrow is coming out of...
We would hate to ruin the illusion.
Oh, but bye, fern creature. Thank you for the ferns. Lovely ferns. Same fern time, same fern place. Am I right?
And goodbye.
Let's not be weird about the fern creature. The fern creature has its own things to do. Now, David, I just want you to remember something.
Yes.
Always buy ferns. They're a great investment. In fact, I need to chase down Fern Creature because I think we need buy a couple
actually,
more ferns.
Oh, what am I going to do with all these ferns?
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartrow Pilts was played by Jenny Halfeck. Katie the Coin Friend was played by Katie Seaton. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Niels Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Chris Paulus, Hope Landers, Natasha Lamont, Brad Bradley, Lindsay Mayer, India Jane Boech, Anna Williams, Rook Mogavero, Stephanie, Andrea Hernandez, Ashley Martinez, Chekhov, Fig, Rory Tiege, Tess, Sumi Cole, Samantha Robbie, Molly Young, Jamie Draw, Gabby, Rebecca Compton, Elkwoods, Ursula Brimson, Sersha, Gabrielle Caffey, Eleanor Carroll, Sasha Aretti, Yehan Kezier, Bevin Roth, Caitlin, C, Emma Schindler, Clara Boz, Rowan Monk, Elliot, Victoria Tumagian, Madeline Knight, Maya, Jess McLean, Woven Willows, Emily Moyer, Vicky Geiter, Elijah Tomshak, Kate Hossack, Siobhan, Oz, Emery Kielsberg, Ali, Krista Golby, and Catherine Rose. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.